We are so happy to be here today with you to celebrate this ministry and the wonderful miracles that happen daily. We would love you to leave here today with a smile on your face and joy in your heart as you learn another example of what this incredible church community is doing in our city. Our spirit is Christy that preaches the gospel on Sunday and lives the gospel Sunday through Monday. In order to fully understand what we have to celebrate today, it's important to remember where we began. I think back to a day in early 1999. It was a Thursday afternoon, and I was sitting in a matinee theater, eating popcorn with Sister Margie, Reverend Myra, Father Jim, Reverend Mary, Reverend Denise Donato, Mike Boucher, Father Enrique, Maureen Nielsen, and a few other staff members. The words of wisdom from Mom and Dad went through my head. Jimmy, be careful of the company you keep. What in the world was I doing here? We had all been fired from the Diocese of Rochester. Here it was Thursday afternoon. We didn't have jobs. We didn't have a church. We didn't have offices. We lost everything in the prison outreach. We had to start all over again. We didn't even have calendar books because we didn't have anything to do. So here we are watching Patch Adams in the middle of a workday. I came to this church to get out of trouble, and here I was with these church people in a whole heap of trouble. Julie and I had 3 young children at home and a mortgage to pay and no job. But you, Spiritus Christi, took up a collection and committed to paying my salary and the salary of the 5 wonderful people that I was fired with. Thank you, Spiritus Christi, for believing in us and helping us to rebuild the church and the prison outreach. One Saturday morning during this time of rebuilding, I went to Orleans Correctional Facility to help organize a retreat for the men in our weekly prison group. Father Jim led the retreat with a group of parishioners. We bought a whole bunch of donuts and muffin and juice. At lunchtime, we ordered pizza. Bill Welch brought his guitar. And we spent the day reflecting, singing songs, and sharing with the men. The men were so appreciative of our showering of love from this community. During our talking with the men, we shared some of the struggles of rebuilding the church and rebuilding the prison outreach. At the end of the retreat, a man named Maurice approached Father Jim. He said, "Father Jim, you have to keep the prison outreach going." Maurice wasn't sure that Father Jim was listening, so he looked him right in the eyes. He said, "Father Jim, do you hear me? Do not let the outreach close. The prison outreach saves lives. It saved my life and his life and his life. You must keep the prison outreach going." Father Jim called this the letter of recommendation from the poor. We are being commissioned by an incarcerated man to rebuild the prison outreach and to rebuild the church. Maurice inspired us to keep on going. So we wrote some grants. We worked for the Center of Governmental Research. We worked with Daisy Marquis Jones. And we interviewed 100 women, 50 who were incarcerated, 50 were in the community, to find out what the need was in the Rochester area. Overwhelmingly, they told us we need safe, affordable housing in a structured environment upon release. So we came to you, Spiritus Christi, and said, "We need a house. We want to call it Jennifer House, and we ask you to help us restart and build, purchase the Jennifer House." A few years later, we said we need a house for men, and so you helped us purchase the first Nielsen House on West Avenue, and now today, the second Nielsen House. Thanks to you, Spiritus Christi, today we are able to offer 110 formerly incarcerated homeless individuals a safe place to call home. To think about how cold it was last night and to have a safe place means everything. With the help of Aaron, I've always wanted to take our church on a bus tour of the different sites. But with the help of Aaron, I'm going to take you on a little tour this morning of the different sites through visually. So this is the Nielsen House that the church helped us purchase. It has 20 bedrooms. Each man has their own single bed. And then the next site is, this is Thurston Village. We have 20 apartments there. And this is all in partnership with Home Leasing and Rochester Housing Authority. This is Voters Block. This was our very first property. We have 20 apartments here, and the building across the street is Frederick Douglass. And each of these sites, we have a staff person who has an office there to help coach and guide our residents who are there. This is one of our newest project on Federal Street. This is a duplex. We're able to now house families. We have two bedroom apartment there. And this is this will have 6 apartments in Federal Street. Residents are going to start moving into this month. All of these apartments are totally furnished by some of the funding we've been able to acquire. They're all 2-bedroom apartments, so moms and dads can bring their children into these units. This is our beloved Jennifer House. We are able to have 10 women there every night. Lisa Buscemi, the director, is sitting in the third row over here. And this is Flower City 1. This is on Culver Road. We have 6 apartments here. And that's Frederick Douglass. That's part of the Voters Block community. And this is Charlotte Square on the Loop. This is it was a brand new build on the old inner loop. It has 8 apartments there. That's where my office is. And I have direct care and case manage 8 units there. And this is Flower City 2. This is right on Culver Road, right next to WDKX near Sayo Street. We have 16 apartments there. And that's our housing. We live in a city where housing is considered a privilege. We at Spiritus Christi believe it's a basic human right for all people. Oh, and I wish you could see the children benefiting from the courageous work their moms and dads are doing. Last year, we housed 91 parents and who had a total of 200 children. Over 90% report having improved family relationships with their children through our family empowerment program. As we have grown, we have maintained our person-centered care. In Maurice's words, we're still saving lives in the name of you, Spiritus Christi. I want you to know that we are nationally recognized as a model of intervention for the justice-involved individuals. 90% of our residents will not be reincarcerated due to a new crime. Locally, we are a part of the homeless continuum of care. We are seen as one of the top programs in the community due to our high level of care and dignity and respect that we treat our residents. We have 35 employees. 85% of our direct care staff have a history of being homeless and incarcerated. They are truly our superpower. They offer hope and inspiration to all of us. They say to our new residents, I have been there. If I can do it, you can do it. And we will be with you every step of the journey. Once a resident has been with us 6 months to a year, they can move on to our permanent supportive housing program. A lot of our men and women are re-entering the workforce, and sometimes as they're getting back into work, they might lose a job. We say, don't worry about it. Spiritus Christi has got your back. If you can't pay your rent, we will help you pay your rent. We will do this because Spiritus Christi did it for us. Thank you to Maurice for the letter of recommendation. We have rebuilt the prison outreach, and it is thriving. Thank you, Reverend Myra, and thank you, Reverend Seely, for your great leadership and spiritual guidance, keeping this wonderful community so fully alive in this new chapter of our lives. And thank you. And thank you, Spiritus Christi, for believing in our brothers and sisters who were once incarcerated and homeless. Thank you for your unconditional love and investment, creating a place to call home for people that were once homeless. We have two courageous residents that are willing to share a bit of their journey and what it means to have a place to call home at Spiritus Christi. Please give a warm Spiritus Christi welcome to Jennifer and Shamar.
Hello, everyone. Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I am grateful to be here. I am an alumni of Jennifer House. I was asked today to share a little bit about how I got to the Jennifer House. I struggled most of my life with addiction. When I finally had enough of being sick and tired and homeless, I reached out to a family friend, which gave me the number to the Jennifer House. I didn't know a place like that existed for somebody like me. I was really surprised. And the first time I called and spoke with Lisa, she gave me so much hope through the phone even. She was very helpful to answer my questions and shared her own experience with the Jennifer House and invited me that night to have a tour and meet some of the ladies and see how it worked. I did become a resident there, and while I was there, I learned how to have relationships with other people, other women, how to stay sober, work a program, and most importantly, I was safe. I was safe there. I was able to start healing from life of addiction and abuse that, you know, I was living. I'm so grateful to be here today sharing with you. My sobriety date is August 8th of 2023. Thank you. I'm just so grateful for Spiritus Christi and the Jennifer House. They helped me learn how to live a better life for myself and for my family. After living at the Jennifer House for 7 months, the Jennifer House helped me move to my own apartment. I live at the Flower City, too. And they took care of everything, paperwork and even some of the basic needs that, all of the basic needs that I needed to get live on my own and get back up on my feet. I was so grateful for this. For this opportunity, I've never experienced that kind of love and kindness to me in my life. Spiritus Christi and the Jennifer House are still helping me today get back up on my feet. I'm working right now part-time at the Jennifer House, working with the other women that struggle with addiction. And because of that, in my own place and everything, I'm able to get back my livelihood and give back to the community. I will spend rest of my years paying forward the kindness and love that has been given to me by Spiritus Christi and the Jennifer House, and I will share the tools that were provided to me to help other people recover from addiction. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Shamar. I'm excited to be here to share my experience that brought me to the Nielsen House through the Spiritus Christi Prison Outreach Program. I've been a member of the Nielsen House since March of 2024. My addiction to drugs and alcohol started 9 years ago. It's been an on and off battle ever since. I am grateful for my addiction, as I am a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. I have created bonds and met people in my life that I wouldn't have if I had not gone through my addiction and now my process of recovery. I take this opportunity right now to thank God. Since the first day I stepped in the Nielsen House, I could tell that this time around, things were going to be different due to the atmosphere and the environment of the house. Since day one, my brothers and the staff at the Nielsen House has been very supportive of my recovery efforts. The staff really cares about each and every one of us in the house. If I'm having a bad day, or even if I'm having a good day, I know I can find someone in the house to talk to. I am grateful to God for leading me to the Nielsen House, as I was a mess before. I was a lost 27-year-old that only knew how to drink and get high. I wasn't raised like that. However, somewhere in the process of living life, I let go of the values and the morals and beliefs that were instilled in me in my younger years. The Nielsen House has helped me get back to my true self by holding me accountable and pushing me to be a better man than the day before. Okay. I have accomplished so many things during my stay at the Nielsen House. Yesterday was my year of being sober. A sense of community, a greater sense of self-worth and self-sufficiency, how to advocate for my needs, how to speak up to be understood. I obtained my learner's permit, explored my vocational, educational options, and I'm about to attend security guard classes, and I just got a job last week, so. Thank you. Most of all, reinstated a sense of hope for what the future may bring as long as I apply myself. My life is better today thanks to God and the Nielsen House, and I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. It is an honor to be standing up here and sharing with all of you today. God bless everyone. Thank you.